You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the Masked Speaker.
We got a text to 78592 that says, restaurant owner here. Ooh. We 100% made up all the calorie counts on the menu.
Wait a minute.
No clue if they're even close,
no
but
way.
Hey, it works.
Oh, that no. checks out. I don't blame him for that.
Somebody is just looking down at their gut right now saying, damn it.
Yeah.
I knew that deep fried chicken and french fry bowl had more than 60 calories in it.
60?
Well, today.
No sugar, too? Wow.
We have a guy who wants to confess about his so bucket funny. Of tasty deep fried lies. He's Ooh. Chosen to go by Ron. That's oh. his fake name. Ron, nice. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
You're making me hungry over there. I don't know if it's you, Jeffrey, or you.
Yeah, all that food talk already out of the gate.
Yeah.
I'm also questioning every, like, nutritional fact table I've ever watched now.
Well, we are hungry for some confessions today, Ron. Ooh. So voice changer is on. You are the mass speaker. Whenever you're ready, let's hear yours.
Well, it's been eating at me, and I feel like it's time to come clean.
I appreciate okay. a man who stays on theme. Thank yeah. you.
You bet. So I recently had my class reunion, which is 20 years coming up, which that alone is enough to lie about.
Wow.
How was high school for you? Is it something you look back on fondly or not so much?
I was kind of in the middle ground. I kind of fit in, you know, people kind of knew who I was. So, you know, I'm mixed in the crowd, which is fine.
Okay.
But what I'm confessing is I fell into some pretty good success right out of high school. So I started my own business.
Oh, good job, buddy.
Huh. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
yeah,
much.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Nice.
Sometimes that's the best time to go back to your high school reunion to be like, look what a big success I was.
Yeah.
And you fly your helicopter in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I figured if I show up and my head is swollen so big, you know, it'd be hard to fit in the door. So I got to go easy.
Yeah, good yeah. man. Stay humble.
You're right, right. Well, yeah, so after that, I had my first company and went very well. And then I sold that company. And when I did, it made a lot of local news where I went to high school.
Okay.
And sure enough, a lot of my old classmates start chiming in saying, hey, about this business thing.
Oh, like people wanting to get in on your bandwagon, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Kind of more the idea of like, hey, I need a new set of tires. Is there any way you can maybe like kind of help me out with that?
Oh, not free stuff.
Hey, not I need a job.
I lent you a pencil for that test back in 11th grade.
Why don't you use that pencil to write a check for me?
Yeah.
So it's like opposite of Jeffrey's experience in high school where everyone's just rich, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So what, you're worried that if you go back to your reunion, then everyone's going to try and freeload off you?
That was kind of my thing. I think it's just because I went through all of that already and it's kind of had to put up some kind of walls and things like that. But I still want to meet with, you know, people that I grew up with.
Okay.
So I decided, well, every year, you know, we have a different team of custodians who go in and tend to the lockers, tend to the floors and all of that things. Sure. I thought, what if I dress up as a custodian and just kind of nonchalantly implant myself into my reunion in the gym?
So you're just now spying on people. I'm dressed as a custodian. Let me tell you.
This is cool. This is like that show Undercover Billionaire or Millionaire or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of creepy to me a little bit. Like, you don't even get to talk to people and hang out with them. Just... Don't you think someone will...
No.
Someone will recognize who you are. You went to school together.
Well, yeah, I had to make sure that they wouldn't recognize me because I bought a wig.
Oh.
I bought some very thick glasses.
Oh.
Feels like an insult every time someone says that to me. Yeah. But okay. Yeah.
Still not bigger than bricks.
Do you feel like it worked?
I think for the most part it kind of did, but then I would kind of like realize that I am, like you said before, I'm kind of creeping in. I'm like listening to people like eavesdropping.
He's just loudly, hey, what'd you guys think of that Ron guy from 20 years ago? Mopping the floor, by the way.
Why are you mopping in the middle of the reunion?
So weird.
Like, why am I drinking from the punch bowl?
Yeah. Like, is the janitor getting drunk?
What did you leave feeling like? I feel like you'd leave, like, what was the point?
When I first got there, I felt like, all right, I'm doing it. I'm getting away with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And a little adrenaline.
As soon as I went in, I'm just like, ah, this is, what am I doing?
Yeah. You've committed at that point.
I did kind of toss it out there. There's an old classmate of mine, it was, they're just kind of mingling. And I say, well, I started here probably, I'm guessing maybe right around when you guys were about to graduate. I remember this one guy, Ron.
Oh, you did
that? There you go.
Yeah.
He was such a smart, handsome boy. Yeah. Whatever happened to him?
What a very good guy. Yeah, but I kind of played it off like, well, what happened to that guy? And it was interesting to hear kind of the group. I wouldn't say it wasn't bad, which is great. But it was the idea of like, oh, I think he sold like some businesses. I think he made a whole bunch of money. I'm not sure what he's doing. And one guy chimed in. It was almost like that game of telephone back in the day, how you tell somebody one thing or whatever it is.
It gets twisted.
Right.
But yeah, guy's like, I think he has a private island somewhere. Like, wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Now we're getting real rumors.
He is Jeff Bezos today.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked him for $40 for a set of new tires. Yeah. He wouldn't give it to me. Yeah.
What a jerk.
I mean, that's a big undertaking. Do you feel like overall you got what you wanted out of the night?
I think I did, just for the, I guess, to remain anonymous, but I should have just gone in and just said hi to my old friends, I think it went a little too much. So that's why I feel like I had to come clean.
I feel like if I tried to do this, people would just be like, oh, Jose, we knew you'd be a janitor.
Yeah, that
radio show wasn't going to last.
I probably wouldn't share your undercover story with your friends, though. It's going to make the 30th super awkward.
They're going to question all the janitors now.
That being said, we have been looking to renovate our studios here, and we're looking for about $50,000. So.
Great. Well, I still have the custodian thing. I'll clean it right up for you guys, too.
That's a start. Text in to 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to, you want to get it off your chest. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. Phone taps coming up next.